So in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu gives smicha to Yehoshua. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasata mehotchav, give from your glory upon him. Chazal Hashem mehotchav velo kol hotcha, just from, not everything. Skenim shebosa Torah hayu omrim, pnei Moshe kepnei Chama, pnei Yehoshua kepnei Levana. So it's a friendship between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua. His face, Moshe Rabbeinu shined brightly like the sun. Yehoshua shined bright like the moon. Right? So such a fact that the moon is less bright than the sun, but Roy Lizbonin, the inner depth of it, right? The moon is, not just less bright than the sun, but it's makabo from the sun. It's makabo. It reflects light. It doesn't have its own light. It reflects sunlight. It's makabo. Right? And so also, the whole Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. He's the one who brought it to earth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Navi Mach says, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi, and yet we also call it the Torah of Chazal. U'masra li Yoshua, Yoshua Iskenim, Iskenim Levim. And then it goes through all the Duras. It gets passed on. But even though it gets passed on, it's not called that takes it away from being Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, because they're reflecting his light. So even though, the moon is bright, but it's not called the moon's light, it's called the moon's light, except that it reflects it, but the Shurish is the sun. So also, it's all the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's credited to us because we reflect it, like we call it moonlight. It's not really moonlight, it's moon reflecting sunlight. Right? But to go a little bit, to apply this further, right? The two Chagim that we, the Chagim are really totally in the moon, right? The Yom Tovim. Because, we're Mekadosh Levana, and that's what sets the calendar. But there is one Chag, right, that not totally in the moon, it's totally in the sun. And that's Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day, not a date. Right. And the day is by the movement of the sun. Shkia, brings in the day, and Shkia takes out the day. Right, it's totally in the movements of the sun. Right. So the... So the difference between sun and moon is between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we taka find that Shabbos is keneged Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why we say on Shabbos, Shachris, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chokom. We don't say that by the Yomim Tovim. Shabbos is his day. Because Pei Moshe k'pnei Chama, Shabbos is totally in the Chama. Right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's side of things. He's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's agent. He represents God. He represents God, and he's mashpia on behalf of God to Am Yisrael. He's Hashem's shliach. All right. So, and Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Shabbos. We don't kiddush that we make on Shabbos. It's just a mitzvah to make kiddush, but it doesn't make kedushas on Shabbos. As opposed to Yom Tov, we make Yom Tov. We make Yom Tov. If Beis Din wouldn't be Mekadosh to Levona, wouldn't be Mekadosh to Chodesh, there wouldn't be Yom Tov. But Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Shabbos.
We just do an informal Kabbalah Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not Ma'akev. Right. Right? Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't make Shabbos, but Kiddush HaChodesh makes Yom Tov. Without that, it wouldn't be Yom Tov at all. If we lose the Luach, there wouldn't be Yom Tov. Right? So the... But the Zohar says that that's also a relationship between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos is from God. Yom Tov we make. But do we really make anything? We're not God. Yom Tov reflects Shabbos' light. Yom Tov reflects that really Shabbos is like white light. And the Yom Tov, you have the white light in the source, and then you pass the light through the different colored glasses. And that's how this glass is colored red, so now the light looks red. This glass is colored, green, so the light looks green. So he says the Yom Tov, this is Zohar, or it could be derived from a Zohar, right? That the Yom Tov are like the kalim that give color to the light. The light itself is like white light. Okay. And like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he did the Avodah, he was wearing a choluk lavan, below Imra, represented a pure white light with pure white infinite light. Didn't have colors in it, right? And Yom Tovim are like the different colors of that light, but the colors come out through the kli, because the light itself is white. The color comes out through the kli, even the prism that you say, they're all colors of light. But you won't see it without a kli. Okay. You pass it through a prism. Yeah. And that's what the Yom Tovim are, which are totally in the moon. It's makabel, the light. So just like the moon is makabel, the light of the sun, and lights up the night, the Yom Tovim are makabel, the aur of Shabbos. Yom Tovim, which are connected the moon, are makabel, the aur of Shabbos, which is connected the sun. It's totally in the sun, because the movements of the sun make Shabbos. Right? And, Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's day. He makes Shabbos. And we just reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. That's Yom Tovim are, that they reflect the light of Shabbos. And so Shabbos is totally in the sun, and Yom Tovim are totally in the moon. And Shabbos is connected, therefore connected Moshe Rabbeinu, Yismach Moshe Matnas Chalko, and the moon is connected Yehoshua, even though the Halach of Kiddush HaChorosh was said to Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Rambam understands it was just a Horas Shah that they will be Makadosh the Chodesh in the Midbar and outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam holds Halach of Lamasa, it's only Mikoach Eretz Yisrael that you could do Kiddush HaLevana, which is Yehoshua. Yehoshua is the one who took us into Eretz Yisrael. Right, you can only do Kiddush HaChorosh Mikoach Eretz Yisrael. And Ram Paskas Halacha V'Lamasa, that the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael is the Hemshech of the Bezdin of Hillel HaNasi, the second, that set up the Luach. And he says, if there wouldn't be a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael,
we wouldn't have a calendar.
We wouldn't have a calendar. Because Mamash Toi in Eretz Yisrael, that's Besod Yehoshua, that's Machnis Dem in Eretz Yisrael. And that, we spoke about this other times, that the Dor HaMidbar is called Yom, and Dora Boyat's called Lila, right. and Seder Zroim, which is the Mitzvah Tulis Baritz, is called Emuna, and Ve'emunascha Balelos,
right?
Because in the Midbar you could see God ponim mo ponim. You saw the Onan, you saw the Man, and Eretz Yisrael, everything went to Choshech, into the Levush of Derech HaTeva, right? And that's the darkness that needs to be lit up by the moon. You don't need the moon by day. You need the moon to light up the night. Right. We have to reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light to bring or for the places he left dark. We have to bring or for places he left dark. But Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to the Hanhog of where it's light everywhere.
But it's not white light, it's yellow light.
Well, it's really white. It's not really yellow. The
sun?
The sun? It only looks yellow, but it's really white. Is that? In the sense that it's white light, as we call it, that has in it all of the colors, not just yellow.
They call it
daylight. Yeah. Anyway, so Moshe Rabbeinu is connected called Yom. He's connected Chama.
Interesting that you say that because you see it in the Shkia.
What?
All the colors up out.
Yeah. As stuff gets beginning to get dark.
Right.
That's where colors come out. As beginning to get dark.
When it becomes a prism towards the end.
Yeah.
You see all the different.
Correct. But it's often because the light is weakening. So Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Hanoga, it's Or. Yehoshua is connected to the Hanoga that's called Choshech. We need the moon to light it up. And the Kli, we reflect the light of the sun when the sun goes into hiding. Right? And that means that. And there's another way to explain that relationship, right? The sun's not here, and yet the moon's reflecting the sun. It's amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu's not here, and yet we're reflecting his light. Right? Right, just like the sun is hiding, and yet the moon reflects his light. Moshe Rabbeinu is just hiding. And that's the secret of Chazal, that say, Moshe Rabbeinu lo meis, elo omidu meshamish bom. He's not really dead. He's just serving from heaven. Because we're still reflecting his light. If we'd be dead, his light would be gone. But it's all called Teres Moshe, even though it's also called on our names also. Because we give credit to the reflector for reflecting light. Call it moonlight, even though it's just a reflection of the sunlight. But that means the sun is somewhere out there. Because if the sun would really, really be gone, the moon would be dark. Because there'd be no light for it to reflect.
So what's the shot that we go by the moon, not by the sun?
No, well, we go by the moon, because that's our hanhaga. But we only go by the moon for what's shaykh to the moon. And that's the Yom Tovim. Right? But Shabbos goes by the sun.
Okay, so.
Right? And Shabbos is where the Yom Tovim draw their power from.
Is that because we can't can't live Torah's Moshe?
We can't, on a higher
level?
It's because it's Moshe. It's not me. It's Moshe. We're not the source. We're one step removed.
So since he's connected to the sun, we don't go by the sun. We go by the moon, which is the reflection of the sun. And therefore...
That's what we do. Because that's what we do.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying
That's what we do. That's called our Hanhaga. Right, but we still go by the sun for what applies to the sun, which is Shabbos. Say Shabbos is to Yom Tov what Moshe is to Yoshua, right? Mm-hmm. Or what Moshe is for Klai Yisrael for rest of time. Which means just like if the sun would really be disappear, then the moon wouldn't be bright either. Mm-hmm. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu is somehow with us, even though he's not with us. Like the sun is somehow out there at nighttime. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't see it, because otherwise the moon would have nothing to reflect. So it's called Taras Moshe, and yeah, it's called our Torah because it's in our Kalim right now. So what's that called in Halacha? What's that called? It's ours now, but it didn't start with us, but it's by us now. It's by us now, and therefore it's going to be called ours because it's by us now, but we're not the source. What's that called? That's called Yerusha. Right. For those who get Yerusha. Right?
That's interesting.
Right? And that's why, what else is in this week's parsha? The halachas of Yerusha.
It's also why it's Masorah Yerusha.
Right. It's a Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Morasha, Kilas Yaakov. Torah's called the Yerusha. Because the guy who made the money was the first guy, right? But he's dead, right? But yet, it's like he's still here because he didn't take his money with him.
His money lives on.
His money lives on. I mean, his hashpa lives on. And it's called mine because by me it's now, even though it didn't start from me. It's by me now. And it's called mine. Like the Yerusha, his mamish, belongs to the Yorshim. But not the ones who made that money. They're not the ones who produced that money. But now it belongs to them because it's by them. That's mamish. The Torah comes as Torah's Moshe. I mean, it came, he was Alpi Hashem Biad Moshe. Came through his hands. Right? So, but it's Morosha Kilas Yaakov. That's what it means. It's called moonlight, even though it's really from the sun. Because it has the word, the moon yarshins it. And that's the relationship, that Yerusha shows that the dead is not really gone. Because if he'd really be gone, then all his resources would be gone with him. All the hot bodies, Mashpia. And that's why he's still Mashpia Tos Torah. That's called Yerusha. That's what my Rebbe, Ramosha Shapiro, said. We spoke about this shortly after my Rebbe, my Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, Moshe Shapira. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu manchil et HaTorah b'chiyuto u'b'histalkuto. He gives us Torah both when he's alive and when he's dead. B'chiyuto hu limed otanu. B'histalkuto hu horish lanu. Because that's how Yerusha works. With the histalkus, that's what triggers Yerusha. Which means Moshe Rabbeinu is mashpia to us by being here and by not being here. That's the din of Yerusha.
Right? So that also explains.
And that's why it's not a coincidence that this is the parsha of the Hanhaga, passing from Moshe to Yoshua, right? He gives smicha to Yoshua, right? Hmm. And we have the parsha of the Moadim here, right? Which is all Pnei, like, which is totally in the Levana, Pnei Yoshua, Pnei Levana. And it's not a coincidence that sandwiched in all these sugyas is also the halachas of Yerusha. Because that sort of explains, that's a mashal, a halachic mashal, for the phenomena that we're talking about, of us reflecting Moshe Rabbeinu's light, the moon reflecting the light of the sun, the Yom Tov reflecting the light of Shabbos. Right?
So according to this, what's pshat? Is that the sun gets, that the moon gets smaller?
That's the whole thing. The moon was always meant to just to reflect. But it's terrible that we can't reflect everything.
Sometimes it's less reflection, sometimes it's more.
That's right, and that's the chisaron that needs to be fixed in the Bria. Man was always meant to be a reflector of God's light. It would be called that we would light up what HaKadosh Baruch Hu left dark, but by reflecting His light. But why isn't light? Lasi lavo laila kiyom yair. Higher olavana karachama. That's lasi lavo. That's right. We'll be able to harness 100%. Right now we're not harnessing 100%, and that's why night is still dark, and that's why also there's chisronos in the Bria. There's chisronos in the Bria because we're not fully reflecting all of God's light, and that's what's making leaving chisronot in the Bria. But Lossi Lovel, when the Hoyer Olivana Karachama of Laila Kayom Yoyer, there also won't be any Chisronot in the world at that time.
So, in the backwards way, the reason why we go by the Levana is because we can't go by the Chama, because the Chama is.
That's perfect. Not our job.
It's perfect.
Chama's perfect.
The Levana isn't.
That's right. That's what we have to fix.
Interesting.
We have to use the Levana and make the Levana steig, make the Levana grow. That's the avod of Yom of Rosh Chodesh, what we read in this week's parsha. The carbon Rosh Chodesh is called Chatas LaHashem. Hakadosh says, "Avil like Kapora Shemiyatiti Asayireach." That says where Kapora Sarav Maral explains because it's a chisaron in the Bria, because of Miut Halavana, means we're not harnessing all of God's, not reflecting all of God's light, and it leaves chisaronus in the Bria, and that's what needs as a Kapora. It's what needs fixing, and that's our avoda. And that's what we do with the Yomim Tovim. We reflect the light of Shabbos. Of course, we made Shabbos. Our job is to be reflectors of that light and bring it into the world and bring it into the Chol. So Yomim Tovim are weekdays that become Kodesh because Am Yisrael was Mekadesh the month and thus Mekadesh that date. And that's in Eretz Yisrael. Kiddush HaChodesh is in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam Paskins. Right? Mikoach Eretz Yisrael. Right, that's the function of going into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Beinu wasn't Zocha. And the Midbar Kosher was fully revealed. Eretz Yisrael is to go into the darkness, and you need to be the moon to light up the darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's Yoshua's job. But it's still all Mikoch Moshe Rabbeinu, because the moon reflects the light of the sun. Yom Tovim are reflecting the light of Shabbos. Am Yisrael reflects the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So as where it's called that Eretz Yisrael will as well reflect the light of the Dor HaMidbar. Right? And the relationship between the two. How do you call it a reflector? Well, I don't see the sun. So how is the moon reflecting? Well, the sun is still there. Well, what's that called? Yerusha. And that's why the halachas of Yerusha in this week's parsha also. That's what we want to explain.